It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. My name is Megan Tull, your host for the show, and this week is all about taking action. So action is the one key ingredient that is lacking in many magical success formulas. Wishing, hoping, thinking, and praying is a partial line from an old song you may remember. But in reality, this is not going to generate immediate results. Not until you add inspired action and combine it with a high degree of emotion or belief do you ignite the spark of desire that in turn produces action that produces results. Often the main reason we don't reach our goals is that we let fear or negative beliefs stand in the way of moving towards our dreams. The past is entitled the past for a good reason, and it doesn't belong in today. A great example of facing your fears is the story of one of my most favorite leaders, Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor became a leading woman politician of her day. In 1921, her husband Franklin was struck with polio. With that in mind, Eleanor organized Democratic women to help Franklin be elected governor in 1928 and then president 4 years later. Eleanor was incredibly influential in shaping the Universal Declaration of Human Rights when President Truman appointed her as delegate to the United Nations. She said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror, and I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do." She also learned that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. I believe the only way to grow as a person, a business professional, and a leader is to step outside your comfort zone and face your fears, doubts, and the limiting beliefs you have about yourself. Here is where you must get clear on your why. Why you're doing what you're doing in the first place? Do you have a goal in mind? If so, why? Maybe your why is to have a successful business so you can spend more time with your family. Or maybe your why is to make enough money in your business to give back to your community. The key here is your why must be bigger than the fear, because trust me, the fear will keep showing up. The past is the past, so let it go. We can learn from painful experiences so we don't lead ourselves into those situations again. But our life lessons don't define us. They actually make us wiser. In order to move past that fear, you must continue to say yes to your dream and your vision, which means investing in yourself and your business. Take time for yourself each day and get clear on your why. From a spark to a flame to a bonfire, it's not a single step, but the progression that develops once you have the desire. A strong why as the fuel. When you bring your ideas to fruition, you can birth those ideas into physical reality, all by acting on your heart's desire. Because of my dedication and commitment to taking daily consistent action towards my goals, I've been able to achieve many successes in my life, from being a great mother to my 3 children, to running a successful coaching and consulting practice, and becoming a published author of the best-selling book, The Passion Belief Method, Own Your Value and Earn Your Worth in Business. To experience success in your life and business, you must take massive action. I now encourage you to let your why drive you, to keep taking inspired, consistent action towards your goals. There's no limit to what you can achieve. So I want to invite you to take advantage of an incredible success tool that I have. And it's actually excerpts from my Passion to Profits Success Guide. And these are tools that you can use to get a clear vision on your business, what your why is, who you want to be working with, how you want to serve them. So all you have to do to take advantage of this free gift offer is to go to accesstoyoursuccess.com. And you just put your name and email address in and you'll get immediate access to these success tools. Again, that's accesstoyoursuccess.com. So thank you so much for joining me today on this weekly podcast about taking action. So I hope you will take action in your own life and your own business. And until next time, be courageous, take that inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Look forward to seeing you on next week's podcast. Have a great, abundant, and prosperous day. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.